5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Do a bit of prep before we come in, Bill.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Nah, I'm stuffed.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Yes, indeed. Welcome to the Rush Hour. Beautiful, sunshiny day. I reckon it hit 34 degrees today. Loved it indeed. And great to come into work now and look across the desk to the old alpaca himself, Nick Riebolt. Hello, Nicholas.
Oh, about time with the weather too, Bill.
Oh, yes.
About time we had some sun. Gee, left a lot to be desired this summer in Melbourne. Pathetic.
Yeah, it has been. It's been terrible.
Coming good.
Well, so what? It goes through to March, does it now?
Well,
we changed the season.
We've just delayed it a little bit.
Right.
Just pushed it back a month.
Is that El Nino?
Yes.
You sure?
I think, yeah, that's right. Well, we got told coming into the summer.
Right.
So, hey, look spot on. He's doing, he's doing weather now.
Yeah,
he's doing the weather report as well, our man.
I can do it. I can even do the buttons. Speaking of that, buttons, Rabsy.
Boundary throw in. King knocks it down. Cooney lost it. Jones. Del Santo. Look out. Riebolt working. Hands to it. Couldn't hang on. Loose ball. Guess who? It's a refitting.
Be sure.
No. That was a year before.
No.
What did you do then?
That was the 09 prelim.
Oh.
And funny story. So on the TV broadcast of that moment,
yes,
then they pan to the crowd and there's a young bloke standing in the stands waving his two arms in the Saints jumper.
Who is it?
Jack Higgins, who's just come across.
That?
So the Tigers player he's come home, Bill.
Yeah, he has.
He's come home.
Finally.
He's a Saints man growing up.
A different cat too, Jack Higgins.
Here you go. Mm. Yeah, snags.
So that was 09. Then you played the grand final the next week.
Next week. Yeah, that prelim. So the Bulldogs had us.
Yeah, it did.
They had us on toast.
Short and curly.
Yeah, those ones. And we jumped over. And then the next week, obviously, we played your boys.
Geez, you missed some goals, didn't you?
We did. Yeah, I think first half was like something like 37 inside 50s to 14.
Yeah, it's where you lost it.
Yep.
Did you injure yourself that week? Yes, you did.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
A groin?
Little groin. Mm. But was out there, Bill. So once you're out there.
I know, you were sore.
Well, a little bit sore, but there would have been a lot of boys. I mean, Brendan Goddard finished the game with a broken nose and a broken collarbone. So there were plenty of
collarbone.
Yeah. So there were plenty of sore boys.
Harry Taylor, great player.
Let's relive it. Let's go.
Remember Tomahawk hitting the goal post?
I do remember that. So 2 years in a row. So we have Tomahawk hit the goal post in 09, gets called a goal. Now we've got a goal review.
Yep.
And then the next year we play in a draw, and now we play extra time. Suck on
I
that.
I love it. Yeah. Don't worry about it, Nick. It's all right. The Cats won the premiership.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of Nicks, what about St. Nick? Not you. Nick Kyrgios last night.
Yes.
He is the full package. He is a full package. You get the good, you get the bad, you get the ugly, but he's must watch.
He is an entertainer.
Yeah.
If you want to sum him up, I think that's what everyone loves about it. It's either so good that you're just captivated by the talent, or it's so bad, it's car crash stuff, you just can't look away.
Mm.
So we've seen it all with him over the journey, even in his first round win, he had a few of those little moments, and then last night. But last night, we saw him do some stuff that he hasn't done before, Bill.
Spot on. He fought back. Peak audience of 1.34 million last night watching it. But I caught up with him after the game because I was there. I gave Brett Phillips the ask because he asked some terrible questions. So I was there and I asked him, I said, Nick, have you ever, I just couldn't think of it, saved a match point before?
No, I don't think I've ever saved match points before at the Australian Open. I've had match points and lost. But yeah, that match was a crazy one. I was just speaking to my physio about it. He's seen me tank matches, play matches, epic five-setters, everything, and that was still one of the most crazy matches for both of us. We've seen it all.
Tank matches, he said in there. Did you hear that?
I heard.
He's honest.
Honest. which we all would have assumed
we all
from
did,
watching
yes,
him, you exactly, know, that, that yeah, he's done yeah, that in the yeah. past, but to come out and actually openly admit it. You just hope he doesn't get, because we always want, don't we, our sports people to give us honest answers. But the problem is, when they do, well, then we want to smack them over the back of their head for it. Jump on them. So good on Nick.
Did you notice the chair umpire last night, Nick?
Yes.
Did a good job. Now, Kyrgios plays Dominic Thiem next round, who played in last year's final, of course. So just some research I did. Thank you, Rebs. Good luck to him, because he is good to watch, no doubt about that. And also, do you know Suwee Snitch? I don't reckon that'd be a name.
That's
very unorthodox style player.
Suwee Shay.
I thought the H would be silent. Anyway, but she's
opposed to snitch.
Unorthodox player.
He's done the weather, now he's doing
one
names.
Of the greatest, biggest upsets of the tournament so far. And she's an older player, okay? She's and Brett Phillips, who is the courtside interviewer, he asked her a question. Have a listen to this.
Still going strong at 35, maybe the new 35, you know, is 31. So is there plenty more years left, do you think, on tour for you? Because so many players are playing great tennis in their 30s and even ticking towards 40.
Just little remind you, in Asia, we normally don't say the girl's age in the public.
It's a big faux pas, BP. Come on, BP. So he didn't just go once. So he went once.
And then he...
Then he doubled down. And then he threw a little 40 in there at the end too.
I think he did, you know. But good bloke, Brett Phillips.
Yeah.
But he probably won't be asking that question
he'll
again.
He'll want that one back.
Collingwood have confirmed.
Remember TJ's question to Naomi?
We bring that up with TJ. He doesn't like talking about
What did he do?
Oh, he asked her about, because she was so small, the trophy was so big, how will you carry it?
All right.
And she just looked at him like he was a dick. And I think she couldn't believe his teeth. She got on his face.
Shiny.
Collingwood have appointed two co-presidents. Ed would love that, because it takes two to replace one. Yes. So good luck to Peter Murphy and Mark Corder, who will try and find a president, obviously, during the year. Craig Kelly couldn't be one. Because he's got a boy playing at the club. That'd be hard.
That would be a little bit awkward, wouldn't it? And probably, would there be a conflict of interest, given his business interests with TLA and the fact that he represents players at other clubs?
Well, he manages Nathan Buckley.
Yeah.
So he'd be president managing the coach.
We'll sign you up for $10 million.
Tell you what, Bucks, at the bot, that's my joint, out. Doing some work there. Get out. The bot's mine.
You're the king. You're the king of the botanical.
Well, I was. Now Bucks walks just up the hill and look out.
He's got the runs on the
field. He's a specimen too, Bucks.
What do you reckon?
Yeah.
Who'd look better with a top off?
Let me think.
You wouldn't have to too long.
Hey, would you ever want to be a coach, Billy?
No. No, I've never, ever desired to be a coach, ever.
So spare a thought for Simon Goodwin at the moment. You've spent your whole summer preparing for what we all assume they're going to do, which is bounce back up the ladder. You get Big Ben Brown injured. So he's not going to be available.
For a long time.
So you're back up, or the guy that was going to be, you know, second fiddle, your Ablett to your Brownless.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Which was going to be...
Good comparison. Yeah.
Thank you. You had to think about which way around that was then, didn't you?
Yeah.
So Sam Wiedemann now we're here.
It was a hair apparent?
Air apparent. Apparent. Yeah. You have no hair apparent.
Sam Wiedemann out for...
No.
Yes.
What's happened to Sam?
Well, he's out for 8 to 12 weeks, we're told, with stress fractures in his leg. So now no Brown... No Wiedemann in the Melbourne forward line. So Simon Goodwin must be tearing his hair out.
He's got none. But that would hurt. So who is their main forward now?
You're probably looking at do they try Tom McDonald up there as a forward again?
Well, they tried it.
Yeah, it didn't work last time, did it?
Mitch Brown. Really,
no.
Not a target.
But geez, that's going to hurt him.
Maybe it's Petrarca they play sort of a bit more forward.
Clear the forward line. 10 to 12 weeks that for, unfortunately for Sam Wiedemann, said their football performance manager, Alan Richardson.
That's why you wouldn't be a coach. You would not be a coach.
Well, he was a coach, old pizzas. Okay, that's about it, I think. And well done to Melbourne United, who had a win last night. That is 6 from 6. Well done.
It is.
Melbourne United.
But there was another sporting event that happened yesterday featuring our man Rui here and also our next guest, Mark Howard. We'll delve into that next. It's the Rush Hour.
Stick around for this.
Triple M. Nick Riewoldt and Billy Brownless, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and the man of the summer joins us now.
You'll hear our next guest dominating Triple M footy.
Cox is deep again, he comes out. Oh! This time he's taken a hanger, Mason Cox.
You'll also hear him on Fox Footy, Fox Cricket, and Australia's number one sporting podcast, The Howie Games.
I know you blokes like your AFL and you just talk one sport, but when you're truly global, Schwatter, this is the type of stuff you bring to the table.
Please welcome Mark Howard.
Ah, yes, we used to hear Eddie everywhere. Now it's Howie everywhere. He joins us after a big game of cricket yesterday. Mark Howard, welcome.
Great to speak to all you boys. I can't be everywhere because I used to co-host this show with you in the summer, Bill, but you quickly replaced me without a phone call, and I appreciate that.
I replaced you with Nick Riewoldt, and let me tell you, very good. Funny, literate.
Literate, is he, Bill?
What else, Bill?
I'm trying to think something else. Hey, now, Howie, tell us about this game of cricket, because Nick played yesterday. Had to quickly rush off and do the show, of course. But how did it go, and what was the game of cricket about yesterday?
Well, it's the Media 11 run by a fella called Adam White, who brings in all sorts of media luminaries, Bill, just blokes from around the traps. And they play an MCC team. So it's at the Albert, which I've been to every cricket ground around Australia this summer. That is the best outfield I have seen.
Unbelievable.
It's like a golf. It was like a green, wasn't it, Rui? Yep. It was extraordinary.
Yeah, bowling green sort of stuff.
Well, Rui, you said they had the Australian Open just a warm-up there.
Well, the tennis courts are off the ground. To the side. Not on the cricket ground, Phil.
No.
So the Australian Open courts are out the back.
Yeah, on that Australian Open, I reckon each player pocketed about 20 tennis balls at the game of cricket because they hit them over their fence and they're not allowed to leave the COVID area. Oh. So there's tennis balls everywhere,
we
Bill.
We gave the balls a wipe down, of course.
Oh, of course you did.
Of course we did.
What about that bloke's pinching tennis balls? They're all from the media. You've got plenty and they're pinching. So Media 11 take on the Melbourne Cricket Club. Now, I want to know, right, Rui or Howie, who rates themselves the most that says, I want to go out and bat early? So who are your openers that would rate it themselves?
Well, let me take up the story, Rui. Goddard and Harford opening the batting. St Kilda and Hawthorn champion. Now, Goddard, who had really talked himself up as sort of an incarnation of Steve Smith, played around one early, got clean bowled, and then he came back into the sheds and he did, Bill, what no top order player wants to hear. Oh, mate, that bloke's sharp. He's got the outsider, he's got the leg cutter, and he brings one back. And at this stage, my man who was in at number four, Riewoldt, disappeared. I thought he was having a nervous week. He came out with a helmet on.
Oh.
And at that stage, I thought, this is a little bit more serious, Bill.
And then Dermot comes in, who would have pumped himself up. He's out early, so you're in a bit of trouble.
3 balls later, the five-time night loses off stump. We're 2 for spit, and Riewoldt walks in like some European Viking god.
Yeah.
It's a cross between sort of
an
Kevin
alpaca.
Peterson. Well, alpaca and Kevin Peterson.
That's it.
He's got a beautiful. He played a couple of early cover drives. Ooh. Then Harf, who hits the ball well, had to retire. So I had the pleasure of batting with Nick.
Yep.
I would compare our partnership. He was Rishabh Pant.
Yes.
I was Chateshwar Pujara. I'm a man that just tries to turn the singles. Well, Rui smoked them everywhere. Now, I need to tell you about this shot, Bill.
Yep.
I saw Hilton Cartwright hit what I saw thought was the biggest six I've ever seen at the MCG. Second decker. So this sort of little wily off-spinner Tim May-style operator comes in, tosses one up to Rui, who hits it. So he's hitting towards the Albert Park golf course.
Yep.
He hits it over the rope.
Ooh.
Over the fence,
ooh,
2 bounces on Queen's Road, and ends up on the 7th hole at the Albert Park
golf course.
I kid, it is the biggest hit I think I've ever seen.
Rui?
And he wanders down to me and says, can you commentate that one for me, Guru?
Rui, is that right? 7 fours and 1 6 you hit yesterday.
How big was it? The 6
was
reasonable. It was hard in mouth stuff, though, as it was heading towards Queen's Road. That's a busy road, Bill.
Yeah, bloody hell.
They fly up and down along Queen's Road there. They don't slow down to watch the golfers, but I don't know how I didn't clean a car up.
Were you happy with your knock? You made 52 knocks.
Yeah, I was happy. Well, and I was invested too because I got there early and Brendan Goddard was already there.
Did you run some laps?
He said, righto, let's go. Laps? Well, we were in the nets.
We were in the nets.
You're a flog.
It's Australian.
Mate, you and BJ are flogs doing that
but
shit.
But when you make runs, it doesn't matter. But when you go out early, Bill, that's when you got egg on your face.
He goes to the nets in a social game and has a hit.
Well, when I rocked up and I saw the oval, I saw the condition of the ground, I thought, Bill, I want to spend some time in the middle. I want to soak this in. I want to spend some time out there with Howie. And we did, and it was great.
And we did. And it was fantastic. But, Bill, there's a story that is not portrayed in the scorebook that Nick might not be that happy with me telling, but going to tell you.
No, tell us. Yeah, just tell me.
The Rush Hour audience. So it was a general retirement theory. So Rui retired, half retired.
Yes.
Even I retired at one point. And they had a young bloke that I think plays first for Melbourne that hit Hutto for what? 7 sixes in 2 overs, really?
He went large. He took
seven sixes.
So Hutto came
what's
on. And Hutto bowls
bowl?
Little. Well, what do you reckon he bowls?
Little offies.
Little leggies. little leggies. So exactly as you'd imagine. He came. A bit of Bryce McGain about our Hutto. Yeah. So he came in, he rolled him over. Well, he couldn't quite get him to land.
Oh,
but then
no.
He had a guy, he bowled a full toss. A guy tried to take him for a maximum, got caught.
Yeah.
Well, then he's bowled the most, it must be said, the most unbelievable wrong-un that's cut this bloke
incredible.
In half and clean
Jesus.
Him up.
Bullshit.
But then outstrode.
It was Rashid Khan-like.
It was amazing. It was amazing. But then outstrode the gun. Oh. Division One bat for the opposition, and he just began to take Hutto to absolute pieces, Howie.
So, Bill, he was smoking us everywhere. The game was getting out of control, and I was just coming on the bowl, and I'm like, I don't fancy bowling to this bloke. And Rui, from backward square, starts to put what I could only say is Steve Waugh mental disintegration into the atmosphere by saying, oh, you got your 50, mate. Must be time to retire.
Oh.
Every ball. Oh, well played, mate. Yeah, mate, we retired four of our batsmen. You should retire. You should retire.
Oh, he didn't retire.
Well, but he did.
He
because
did.
Rui got him.
Good boy, Rui.
I got him in the end, Bill. I wore him down.
Retired. And then as a result, we smashed him. Because if he batted another 3 overs, we were gone.
Damien Fleming got 30. Adam White just tonked a couple of sixes, the big boy, 21 not out. 190 you made, and you won. So that's good. Any wickets for you?
One.
What do
one.
You buy, Root? Medium pace?
Just left arm mediums.
Left arm?
Left arm.
No.
Yeah.
No, he's got a I bowled 7 overs at this stage, Bill, and I said, I need a spell. He said, oh, mate, my knee's no good. I'm like, come on, Rui.
Knee.
He goes to the top of his mark.
Yeah.
It reminded me of Wasim Akram. So I've compared him to Kevin Peterson, Wasim Akram. Bowled his sort of left arm sliding swingers and knocked the middle pole over at one point. We had a good win, but the MCC put on a great day. It was my best day of the summer.
Did you bat right?
Bat right.
Bat right, bowl
bat
left.
Right, bowl left. But you're right, Howie. It was... To play
strange.
On that ground with the MCC team, they had an air about them too.
Yeah.
They had all the matching caps.
They
the
don't
MCC,
like losing.
And it was a magnificent day.
Yeah. Okay. What about Friday night's Triple M football, Howie?
Ooh.
You're in charge of course, a Darcen, Damo, Nath Brown, but you got the Chief.
Yeah, we do. We thought that Juddy had just come off the pace a bit, to be honest, Bill.
Yep, fair
enough. He was a little bit self-indulgent, which we never like, obviously, on that show. We never talk about ourselves on a Friday night. So we cast the net wide and far and got hold of all sorts of people who couldn't do it. So we went back to the Chief, who will be outstanding. He will be outstanding. Obviously, he had Fox Footy commitments prior, so looking forward to... Well, hopefully defending against his rather sharp tongue, but he's a star, mate.
It's
a hero of mine growing up, so I can't wait to work with him.
Like-for-like replacement, though, Howie, isn't it? Because you wouldn't exactly call Juddy a man of the people.
No,
it's from a real smart ass to an even bigger smart ass. But I heard you talking about it yesterday, Rue, on the way home, that you're a Jason Dunstall fan. I had posters of him on my wall as well. So it'd be fantastic to get the Chief.
They do say you should never meet your heroes.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
Actually, Peter Knights was really nice. Hey, well done,
Howie. He does Sunday still this year, and Ross Lyon is back for another year at Triple
Rossi. Yes.
Wayne Carey, Jay-Z, Nathan. Roscoe,
of course. You still doing Saturday Arvos, Bill?
No, I got the arse. Thanks for that, Howie.
I didn't know that.
Thank you, Howie.
That was loaded, Howie.
Howie.
That was loaded.
I don't think that's official yet. So
it's not official.
No.
Oh, righto.
See, you still got
a chance. Who are you getting replaced by?
Oh, by some boring bastard. Revolt.
No, don't be silly.
No. Hey, well done, Howie. Well done, Howie Games, of course, on podcast one this week.
That's it, Bill.
Brian Lara, if you don't mind. Oh, the greatest batsman.
Prince.
He used to hold the bat too high for me. I would have yorked him every time, but geez, he could bat.
And the previous one there, Lara?
And the previous. What about the last one he did on Howie Games?
Yeah.
Adam Gilchrist actually interviewed, guess who? Guess what superstar out there?
Gilly. So Gilly would have interviewed some other maybe cricket legend.
No. Guess who?
Go on, Bill.
Mark Howard.
No, John.
So Howie John Games Howard. Is
Mark Howard.
Howie's on Howie Games. He's gone to self
interview.
Can I just say one thing? Yes. I was very reluctant to do it, but when the numbers dropped, it was obvious it was the right decision. Oh.
You're the host, Howie. You're the host, okay? Hey, well done. I love your banter with Mark Waugh and Warney, and that was fantastic over summer. Well done, Howie.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me on. And, Rewalt a star. Hey. Good on you guys. I'm enjoying the rush hour.
We'll be back out in the middle together next year, Howie.
No. I look forward to it.
Flogs.
Everyone's talking about this segment, Bill.
Gather round to hear Wisdom Brownless. It's Billy's quote of the day.
Home. If you think you can or you think you can't, you're right.
Best one yet.
Do you get that?
Yep.
So if Bill, you think you can, you're right.
Thank you. I needed that today.
It's all right.
Yeah.
But if you think you can't, if you go in beaten and lost, guess what? You're going to get beaten and you're going to lose.
That's your best yet.
Well done, Roo. Thank you.
Well done.
Speaking of beaten, your horse, Unstoppable, trained by the man who's coming on the show next.
Kieran Old Bushy Beard Ma.
It's the Rush Hour. Triple M. On the Triple M app and on your radio, this is the Rush Hour with Nick Revolt and Billy Brownless. And Billy, the All-Star Mile is not that far away. Saturday, March 13 at the Valley. And this man will certainly be involved.
Yeah! Our next guest is one of the most esteemed names in racing. And last year, his stable trained 272 winners, including Sir Dragonet in the Cox Plate.
Sir Dragonet coming at Armoury. Armoury and Sir Dragonet. Sir Dragonet takes the lead, coming clear and joins a century of legends. Sir Dragonet for Bossy.
Now he's set to take on his biggest challenge, training a horse owned by Billy Brownless.
Good luck.
Please welcome Kieran Ma.
Kieran Ma joins us, the best trainer in the business, without doubt. Got the long hair, looks like a surfer, and then he's got this big beard. Looks like a homeless man, to be honest. But he's the best trainer, 272 winners last year. Welcome, Kieran.
Welcome. Great to be on.
How are you going, mate? We catch you in the middle of a nap or something, or do you just, once you get up, you stay up all day?
Full steam ahead. Just preparing for the evening's races out there at Pakenham.
Do you get an email or something saying, yeah, we've got five in at Pakenham, tomorrow, wherever they are, Sale or Geelong or whatever, there's four in there, and then tomorrow night? Do you know how many horses you got running over the next 2 days?
Yeah. It's all planning.
Righto.
Training is planning. A bit like a footy team, I'd imagine.
Because you've got a stack of horses, Kieran, don't you? How many do you actually have? And do you know them all? If one trotted up to you in the paddock, would you actually just be able to recognise them all by sight?
We know most of them because you're looking at them regularly, like before the sales in the lead up, say to the Magic Millions, you would have looked at them two or three times on the farms. There's other horses that don't come through the sales system that, obviously after a preparation, you'll know them very well. And if they trotted up to you in the paddock, you would know them. And obviously the more natural and the faster they are, the better you know them.
Bloody hope. You would nearly sleep in the same barn with them, wouldn't you?
You would. When you get a natural sort of running two-year-old like Enthar or Acrobat up there in Sydney, they're the ones that get you going.
What about Unstoppable?
Unstoppable, well, it was about this time last year when we were getting excited.
We
placed in the Blue Diamond Prelude and dreaming of blue jewellery.
We were. But,
unfortunately, it didn't reach the scaly heights, the dizzy heights that we wanted it to, but... she's done well. She ran a lovely
fourth
at Sandown the other day, and She's in foal now and be off to the breeding barn.
This is your horse, Bill.
This is the, exactly. I got a horse. So I had a couple with Kieran. Very good too. Very accessible. You can have, go to his house over there in accessible Caulfield, and mate, you have a few frothies. You're right on the track. It's unbelievable. He's a good man. But I saw you up the Magic Millions at Moo Moo's, a nice little restaurant there, Kieran. You're bouncing around, having a good old time.
Well, it's a tough old innings. The Magic Millions, it's relentless. You're up early, you're at the sales all day, and you're entertaining all night. So I think when I ran into you, we were down the end of a few frothies.
You were? You should have seen him bouncing around with five mixed drinks, eyes on fire. It's good to see you let your hair down. You got plenty of it. And now the All-Star Mile, it's at the Valley, Saturday, March 13. Now, this is Australia's only horse race, Rui, where the field is chosen by the punters. So you can just vote for who you want. Mine is an Omen Bet, and I think it's especially for you, Rui, Mr. Quickie. So that's my Omen Bet. But who have you got, Kieran?
We've got a few in the running. The main one's obviously Sir Dragonet.
Yes.
We rolled the dice the other day on the firmer deck, and it didn't come off, but... you know, he's a high-quality horse, just needs a bit of cut in the track, and he'll be fine. He comes through it okay.
Amish Boy. Now, there's a good story there if Amish Boy gets in, mate.
Yeah, well, Colin McKenna down there at Warrnambool, he's got a big chunk of it, and a few other guys, and if he gets in, they're going to shout the Cali Hotel down there at the Bull. A couple of hours free.
So you can try and manipulate it and actually run a campaign for your horse.
Yeah, you just get
voted
people in. To vote.
So if enough people voted,
well,
and set
Warrnambool,
it up.
If they want free drinks down at the Cali on race day between 12 and, let's say, 2 now, we've just changed it to 2 hours, they've got to vote in Amish Boy, and that's how you can work it,
and
mate.
That's how it works.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so everyone's got different campaigns of how they do it. Like there's billboards up of Sir Dragonet. You know, they're doing that with Amish Boy, Grand Slam. We're trying to get a tennis player to from the Australian Open to try and pump that up. And so you got to do it, because if you don't, you sort of get left behind. It takes a bit of doing to get them in, because if you get a horse that has a lot of owners, like a syndicated horse, you know, they'll obviously have a lot of votes. So there's no rest.
No rest for the wicked. Hey, good luck packing them tonight. Do we do like anything? I see you got a first starter in race 3, Poppy Joan.
Poppy, yeah, we pulled her out for another day, but there is another first starter there called Murabi.
Right.
Might be worth a dollar or two.
That's all we want, a dollar each way for the Rush Hour family, mate.
Beautiful.
Hey, good on you, Kieran. So the allstarmile.com.au, you vote now, or text STAR to 0429 Racing, and you could win a share of $500,000 just for voting, if you don't mind. And we certainly need, say, a Sir Dragonet in there, because that's one of the stars of the turf.
Well, there you go, family. Right. Get out and vote for Sir Dragonet.
That's it. Well done. Hey, thanks, Kieran. Good on you, mate.
Yeah, well, if one of ours win it, I'm sure there'll be a few frothies down here at Caulfield. So get on the phones and vote for one of ours.
Well done, champ.
Cheers.
See you, buddy.
It's Sir Dragonet is currently ninth as well in the voting, and the voting closes this weekend. So make sure you head to allstarmile.com.au. Bill, it is time to do this.
Nobody has their finger on the pulse quite like Billy Brownless.
Now, what are we doing?
This is the Rush Hours. What stories are trending today? Unusual.
And I do get a bit of help, let's be honest, because Nick Riewoldt has been very good this week, and he has found something that is trending.
Yeah, I just like to keep my finger on the pulse of what's happening back over in the second home, Bill, back over in Texas.
Tasmania.
Texas.
Oh, so Texas might second home or third home?
Well, probably second.
Ooh, well, Tassie's got the R.
I don't know if Cass listening, Bill.
Right, second home,
so
yes.
So very
Texas,
interesting.
Yeah.
So Zoom's taken over everything, hasn't it? So if you want to have a meeting, you've got to have Zoom. If you want to catch up with everything over Zoom, and that includes courtrooms. Mm. So courtroom hearings over in the District Court of Texas, Presidio County. Ooh. Poor old Rod Ponton had a moment.
What happened to Rod?
He would rather forget.
Can you hear me, Judge?
I can hear you. I think it's a filter.
It is, and I don't know how to remove it. I've got my assistant here. She's trying to, but I'm here live. I'm not a cat.
But he's not a cat, Bill. But he'd hit the filter, poor old Rod, in the middle of the court proceeding, and his face over Zoom was replaced with a cat's face that was actually meow, meow, meowing the words
mouthing,
as he spoke.
It'd be mouthing.
Mouthing. Mouthing, Bill.
Is it the Rui with the meow, meow, meow?
So you've got to check that out.
Yeah, it's funny.
The video is hilarious.
And it's a cute cat.
It is.
Yeah, well, really cute
a bit
cat.
More of a sort of kitten, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it is. And he said, I'm not a cat judge. Like, I reckon the judge would have worked that.
Yeah.
Hey, well done, Roo. Speaking of the socials and the Super Bowl, what about the Super Bowl boys, the Bucks? How they're partied on and having a big, good old time.
They've gone hard. Oh. And we expected Gronk, big Rob Gronkowski, the Gronk, to go hard because that's just what he's known for. But what Tom Brady.
He couldn't walk.
Could not walk. No, had to get carried out. And he threw the Lombardi Trophy, so I think the Premiership Cup,
that's
the
right.
coveted
yes.
Holy Grail, from one, because they had they didn't have a street parade, they had a boat parade.
Yes, exactly.
Well, he's thrown it, hammered, from one boat.
From his boat.
From his boat to Rob Gronkowski's boat. Every chance that was going to the bottom of the,
canal.
The river, whatever it is.
The Tampa Bay River.
Yes, that's right.
Mate, that was unbelievable. So they don't have a street parade. They're all down.
Well, I think they would usually, but because of COVID, maybe they've had the boat parade.
Yeah, I know. It looked good, didn't it?
Oh, it looked good.
Jeez,
it looked a good day.
He was gorillas in the midst.
Proper
he
hammered.
He was
proper hammered.
But on the back of that, and we played this the other day, which we all loved.
He's being chased to the 30. He breaks a tackle from a security guard. The 20 down the middle. The 10. The 5. He slides at the 1, and they converge on him at the goal line.
Be a man. Pull your pants up and take that bra off. That's what he said. That was our good man.
Not in an Irish accent.
Kevin Harlan.
Kevin Harlan. Thank you, Roo. But this is doing the rounds at the minute. We're not sure if it is true, but this was on socials on the old Mad Monday. They have some good stuff on Mad Monday.
Yeah, the boys.
Boy,
yeah,
they do. And he says, as I look for it, I just lost it. But, I met at the Super Bowl streaker. At Jay Alexander's restaurant. Is that a restaurant?
It's like a chain.
Right, while having lunch before leaving Tampa Bay, he bet, this is the bloke he met, and he's got a photo with him, he bet $50,000 on a prop bet, which is a...
Yeah, it's like an unusual sort of bet. Yeah,
and on the go.
One-off.
Yeah, sure. $50,000 at 750-1 that there would be a streaker at the Super Bowl. His buddy went out first as a diversion, and then old mate come in behind him so he wouldn't get caught as quickly. And that is him running down the field and getting with a bra on and his pants off. And apparently it cost him $1,000 because he got locked up in jail. $1,000 to get out. But he's going to clear $374,000 for taking that bet.
I hope that's true.
If
we've got to believe in something, let's believe in that sort of creativity, Bill.
Exactly.
That's a small price to pay.
Oh, 1,000 to 375. Wow.
Unbelievable.
That is good. Mm. But that, we'll see. Some are saying it's not true, Rabs. I don't know.
Fair enough.
Joke?
Yeah, that's coming up next. And we're going to tell you how you can head to the driving range with you and win an all new Sim2 driver thanks to TaylorMade.
Oh, where's mine?
Nick Revolt, Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. Hey, on tomorrow's show, Bill. Second week in, we've got an idiot file.
No.
We do.
We have not, you dick.
Yeah, no, we seriously do. We've also got Brag Artists of the Week with some of the best prizes on radio. What stories are trending unusual? And another quote from you, Bill.
Mm, thank you. It's been good.
It has.
What now?
We've got to congratulate Ash Barty.
Oh, our girl, Ash Barty. Well, not as easy as the other night when she rolled six love in 44 minutes. So she was made to work by another Aussie girl, Dasha Gavrilova, but came through, not without an injury scare though, Bill, but straight sets for our girl Ash.
6-1, 7-6, but a thigh or hamstring, we're trying to work it out earlier today, weren't we? And it's heavily bandaged, so let's hope it's not too bad.
But made to work in that second set.
It was indeed. So well done, backyard.
Ash. Before we get to your joke, Bill, just a reminder that we are looking for your best golfing stories unusual. Head to triplem.com.au. Tell us your unusual golfing story. You'll go in the running to be fitted with your new TaylorMade Sim2 driver. You got yours yet?
No.
Still no.
I'll just read Ben Hayes' story. Yeah.
Well, you can read it in a minute. Plus, smacks the balls with our man here, Billy, at the driving range. The all-new Sim2 driver. reconstructed so you can swing away. And you've got an entry there from Ben Hay from the Buninyong Golf Club, Bill.
Benny from Buninyong, which is up there near Ballarat. And he was on the third tee when I sliced a drive onto the fourth hole tree line. I heard someone yell out, "Hell, where the f*** did that come from?" Guess who he had hit? Radio personality Ernie Sigley.
Sigley.
I know. Well, Siggs. Ernie. Old remember Siggs. Old Ernie?
Yeah, Ernie Sigley.
Drove
Siggs.
The fastest milk cart in the West. Ernie Sigley hit him fair in the guts and dropped him like a sack of potatoes. And if you know Ernie, he would have been swearing like, he swears like a trooper. So.
You know what story that is, Bill?
Hey?
That's unusual.
That is unusual. That goes in the draw to win the Sim 2 driver.
That's it.
And come out and have a frothy out there just down the road here.
Yeah. MMM.com.au to enter. Two. Time for this.
In the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Hope you cut those.
You're rogue.
Oh, well, Rui does that to me.
He's lost it.
Now, I just accepted a senior management position at the old McDonald farm. I am now CIEIO.
Oh, well,
that is. Absolutely
CIEIO. What about
Pooch?
Horrent.
We should have brought the cat man
knock,
back.
Knock, knock.
I'm not a cat, Bill.
Yeah, no, you're not. You're an alpaca. Knock, knock. Knock, knock.
Yes, who's there?
Dishes.
Oh.
What?
Dishes.
Dishes who?
Dishes Sean Connery. Right, but that's a good joke. I've used this before.
And you still got his name wrong.
Connery. Anyway. You know, he was working on my, I had a bookshelf and he was doing some work for me and he got them all wrong. They weren't level. And I pointed it out to him and guess what he said? I am so ashamed of my shelf.
Goodness me. Enjoy your night, everyone. Yeah, sorry.
So have some ashamed. Of that.
Sorry about that.
On my shelf.
You should be.
Ah, sleep on that, Roo boy. Go home, see the doll, the kids.
Nighty night.
You cooking tonight?
Yeah.
What?
Food.